Possibly, probably, you've already voted. If you haven't, I urge you to do so. I urge you to take your Bible to the ballot. There's a lot of people that would prefer the cross of Christ not be part of the public marketplace. And too many know what the church is against instead of what the church is for. We've got a radically positive message, and the message is the good news of the gospel, that Jesus Christ came to save sinners. He died for us. He was buried, and he rose again. And the Bible tells us he ever lives to pray for and make intercession for his saints. How many are glad Jesus is praying for you this morning? So these guys are handing out to you what I promised last week I would share with you, which is simply a party platform comparison. So take a look at that on your own time. We're not going to go over that this morning. But regardless, I want you to be involved and shine the light of Jesus no matter where you are, no matter what you do. You have nothing to be ashamed about but a great Jesus to give to the world that needs him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. God is good. Lord, we pray again for our nation this morning that, Lord, you will take the reins, that you will forgive us of turning against you. Lord, I specifically will lead this congregation one more time in asking you to forgive us for abortion and murder and taking the lives of our young unborn. And Father, we ask you to wash us clean by the blood of Jesus. You've told us in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that if my people will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, you will hear from heaven and heal our land. Lord, we pray that you will hear from heaven and heal our land. In Jesus' name. And they all said,
amen.
You've got lots of issues about which to be concerned. You've got issues of morality. You've got a redefinition of marriage in our country that has thrown away thousands of years of understanding from the Bible. You've got issues from the military and having to keep a social agenda in the last several years that, I was talking with Joseph, who's a real powerful and precious man of God who served as a chaplain for many, many years. And he said to me the other day, he said, Kevin, he said he knew a naval officer, and some of you probably do, that was forbidden to even keep a Bible on his desk. Church, we're not going to run from the marketplace. We're not going to run away from the life God has called us to live. We can't always know that our government will be favorable to the church. But regardless, the light shines brightest in a dark time. Isn't that true? We're going to keep shining the light. Somebody say amen.